Good morning, a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Lots to talk about today, including the battle for New York when it comes to congressional efforts. I see the governor leading the way with an effort to flip some seats.
Yeah, the governor and the state party are going to ramp up their efforts to try and win a Democratic seat to help the Democrats take control of the House. This comes at a time, too, when the governor is facing his own primary on September 13th, so he can't hurt him. But he's going to go around, and there's going to be TV ads, digital ads, mailers. He's already going to donate $2,700, which is the maximum, each to 10 congressional candidates who are Democrats, 9 who are facing all Republicans, and then 1 for an open seat in Rochester.
You mentioned the primary the governor faces. That's, of course, against actress Cynthia Nixon. You've got some of her donations, her money raising. As it's put in the article, she likes to tout her small donations.
She's talked about how she's had more than 20,000 small donors since she got into the race in March, but about 46% of them are from out of state, which means, of course, that they can't vote in the upcoming primary. Nixon's camp counters that 67% of the money raised has come from inside New York, but still, all those supporters, a lot of them are from out of state.
Many may know the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. He has a challenger. His name is Jonathan Trichter, a Republican and investment banker. Explain the race a bit.
And actually, he's not even a Republican. He's a registered Democrat and a former Democratic operative who is running on the Republican line. Trichter has ties to Wall Street, but amazingly, since he started raising money in March, he hasn't raised much. He's raised about $168,000, I think it is, but 41% of that has come from state party chairman Ed Cox or the party itself. Cox has given him $44,000, while the party transferred $20,000 to Trichter's campaign.
You also have an item about the governor and how he is, quote, repro man, because he's now got the backing by the top abortion rights group.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood and the group that used to be known as NARAL New York have both now endorsed the governor and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul over Nixon and City Councilman Jumaane Williams, who is in a primary contest against Hochul. What's interesting is, you know, Williams has been criticized by Cuomo and Hochul for his position on abortion, which basically is he's personally against it, but he says that he is for a woman's right to choose. You know, Cuomo and Hochul have said that at this time, with the Supreme Court likely to overturn Roe v. Wade, they need someone who is fully in support of a woman's right to choose. Williams says he is, but he's just personally against it. And the groups, the two leading groups there, have supported Cuomo and Hochul.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, nydailynews.com, or if you miss some of this, listen online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.